This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 10th. God's word for you today is your shine. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 2. And it says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you." As your light begins to shine, the first thing you need to know is that it is not about you. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." God clearly defines the purpose for your light, your shine, in this scripture. Your shine is not about you. It is about God's kingdom, for God's glory, blessing God's people. You need to get this into your spirit, because if you begin to shine without getting this into your spirit, you can destroy yourself. Your shine is for His glory. Your shine is to bless people. Note, however, that you are like a conduit. You can never be dry. But if the tap refuses to let the water go, after a while, the water will get stale and the pipe will begin to rust. It is not about you. You are a blessing. God is blessing you to be a blessing. Don't worry. You are paying people's salaries. You are a blessing. You are feeding families. You are a blessing. You are a light. You are changing stories. You are paying people's school fees. Yes, that is your destiny. I accepted this destiny decades ago. It is my destiny. Who should do it? People are sick. Who should fast and pray that God will heal them? People are lost. Who should tell them about Jesus? People are confused. Who should bring direction to their lives? Who should do it? Me. When you begin to see yourself like that, your light begins to shine brighter and brighter. That is how it works. As you begin to shine, you will discover that in the name of Jesus, there will be no more obscurity in your life, because light cannot be ignored. Light cannot be hidden. Matthew 5 verse 14 to 15 says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one gives light to everyone in the house." As your star begins to shine, it propels you out of obscurity and you will step into the limelight. The challenge is that some of us have gotten used to obscurity. So when God takes such people into the limelight, they want to find their way back to obscurity. Heaven is saying, "No, shine your shine. You are coming out of obscurity." Some people are very introverted and are very nice people. So when they see that some people are intimidated by their shine, they try to dull their shine so that others will be comfortable. How long do you want to do that for? If you find out that you keep doing that, it just means that you're hanging out with the wrong set of people. You need to hang out with people that, as you are shining your shine, they are shining their own shine, and everybody is shining. Never dull your shine for anybody. If they cannot handle your shine, let them get sunshades. If you cannot handle the sunlight, what do you do? Does the sun reduce its shine to accommodate anyone? No. The sun beams its light. It is your business if you cannot handle it. Let us pray. Father, I arise and let my light shine for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.